going back and forth, and we got echoing doors that didn't land.
That was bad. Okay.
We're sticking with it.
Episode 58, going back door. We got an echo.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to episode 58 of Going Backdoor Podcast.
We have no notes.
There's no script. This
we have an ad. Suck our dicks.
Unedited. Yeah, you'll find that out later. I'm going to hide that bitch somewhere in this fucking video. So good luck finding it. Welcome. We are here. We are quite fond of...
What the fuck are you doing?
Lovely... folks, I about fucked that up real quick. Anyways, first topic, or first thing where I guess we could start off with, we can go in hot here. I am peaking a little bit, aren't I? I need to turn that down. Turn that down, puppy, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're peaking a little bit, but it's fine. No, you talk softly, so that's fine. I speak like a man, so that's why we don't have that problem with me, because my balls dropped.
All right, bitch.
Let's start off real quick.
I did some stand-up this week.
Todd did stand-up this week.
Went back to Crackers. Cracked some jokes, you know. It was a decent time.
Didn't text me. Didn't ask me, hey, do you think you could come record? I couldn't because I had work.
I literally know that. That's why I didn't ask.
But, sorry, asked. Sometimes the invite is nice to have.
Are you a fucking woman? Are you being a fucking lady right now? Because the fact you're hitting me with, I know it wouldn't have changed the situation. I still wanted you to ask. Why?
It's just me giving you shit. It's just me giving you shit.
I would love to, but I absolutely... Hey, I cannot. Ow.
Let me bounce my mouth off the microphone.
I just cannot.
Can I tell you what I thought, though, of watching your video?
Yeah, what's up? What you got?
Let's start off with the good, right? Let's go with the good first. Let's start off with the good.
Give me a shit sandwich.
You really had confidence this time. And you always have confidence. You're always good with confidence on the podcast, on stage, you know, when you're deep-throating Mike at night, you know. You're really good with confidence. But, and I want you to hear this. I have two complaints. I have three complaints. Okay. One, at the end.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Not even a mention of this podcast.
Yeah,
are you ashamed of us?
No, I'm not. I invite everyone to come do the podcast that it does come.
Why has nobody showed up, Todd?
Because they don't fucking think I'm funny.
Because they forget about it.
Because I'm a fucking retard. I'm fucking bad at this. God
damn it.
Fuck.
I'm going to have to start getting email addresses and I'll start... bugging people. Not really. Don't do that. We're not going to do that.
You have one lady's email address.
That's mean. That's kind of fucked up. I'm not going to do that. That's harassing people.
No, definitely. Harass her. She's a woman. She deserves it.
I'm going to send her an email. A full paragraph. Telling her
white knighting so bad.
Telling her that Todd told me I need to harass her about coming on the podcast.
Oh.
You know?
Yep. Do it.
Jesus Christ. I'll throw you under the bus on this shit sandwich.
She's funny. Good homie.
The other two things. Secondly. Dude. Who was recording again? And this isn't me bitching that I didn't record. You know, I don't care.
This sounds like a long way to get there. Jesus Christ.
It doesn't... yeah.
We just watched an execution.
Okay, yeah. Focus. Focus. Look at me. Look at me. Listen.
Let me watch it.
Oh, that was a pretty good knockout.
And then wait. Wait, he says, oh, he's still up on his knees? Not anymore.
Bro looks like David Goggins.
Jesus Christ. Brazilian David Goggins out here.
Yeah, Brazilian David Goggins.
Oh.
But who was recording?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yep.
I'm going to have words with her. You don't hold, when you're recording something, right? You don't hold the camera like this. Okay? You hold it like this. We're recording on an iPhone right now. And what direction is that phone facing? Horizontal?
Slightly horizontal at an angle, because you literally can never put it in there straight and you don't see it. Well, that's it. But yeah, it's horizontal. Yeah.
So, the video you have is vertical. That bugged me.
Yeah, it is.
But that, in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't matter, because that video is probably not going to see the light of day because you're gay and you don't post anything.
I'm not good enough yet. I don't want to put out shitty stand-up because then it's bad for stand-ups. I want people to be into going seeing shows. I don't want them to be into looking at a 15-second clip on their phone.
Okay, that's fair.
And never spending money.
That's fair.
Because
that's
if fair. You watch that a whole bunch of shit comedians.
It was just a goof. It was just me giving you shit.
I will stand on don't release clips until you're selling shows.
We didn't need to get into a discussion about it. Anyways, can we just move on?
Yeah, what else?
No. I had a third thing. I don't appreciate being called out on stage like that.
Yeah.
Your first joke, it was a little fucked up that you had to call me out like that.
You honestly look like you could be King Smush's dad.
I mean, I am King Smush. Fuck are we talking about? That's my new name. Call me King Smush.
Can we get that like added to the intro? Just when it pops up your name, just Dalton King Smush.
You know what? We're gonna have like different spelling for it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like a dollar sign is the S.
I think that's how it is.
Oh my god! Okay,
and well, he's a fucking Latin king with Down syndrome. Of course, that's got a dollar sign, bro.
Smush, but spelled with a U.
How else would you spell it?
How is smush spelled?
S M U S H. Smush.
Two O's instead.
Smush? Ooh, smooth? Smoosh? Smoosh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's
okay.
That's my new...
King Smoosh.
King Smoosh.
All right, we're just out here breaking down linguistics for 35 seconds like fucking autists. Jesus fucking Christ. Why does anyone watch this? Oh, wait, no one fucking
nobody does. Nobody does. They make it a hot 3 minutes in and go, well, this is boring. This sucks. These guys suck.
Ugh.
Two white guys that can barely talk and probably failed English 7 times.
They both
it was
read?
Once, you jackass.
They both read at a 6th grade level.
Ugh. Yeah. What about it, bitch? You know?
Spell at a 3rd?
Ugh.
Excuse me. That's me. I can't spell for shit, dude.
Oh, I can't either. Math? Don't count me out. Counting me in on it.
My joke book is literally, no one else can read it. I almost guarantee you could not fathom the words that are in there. I spelled allergy 6 different ways in a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't even know how the fuck to spell allergy. Michael, don't even fucking.
Dude,
don't you start out with me, you fucking spelling bee bastard over there.
Dude, we should have like a handwriting. I bet your handwriting's better than mine. I literally write like a 6th grader or like a 5th grader. It's bad.
My girl says I have decent handwriting, but I think it's really shitty. Granted, I handwrite for work, like numbers, but that's it.
I can barely mow in a straight line. I don't know. I can't, you know, my drawing sucks. My handwriting sucks. It's awful. And that guy literally looks like Brazilian David Goggins.
Yes.
He's my new favorite fighter because I love David Goggins.
And we just watched him murder that fucking poor Mexican fella.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And we got babyface Maxie Holloways. Guess how old that man is.
I'm going to say 26.
31.
Close enough. Same shit.
31, maybe.
Same shit. They're both washed up ages. You at 26, you're already on the decline. So... Right, Mike?
That was a fucking dig. Like, why'd you line up the shot from like 20 yards away? And you're just like, you know what? I got him this time.
I was just like babbling. I'm like, oh, wait, I can throw this one. Shit at somebody for this one.
Call an ambulance, but not for me.
Oh, don't worry. In a couple months, I'll be in the same boat with you.
Oh, so you remember the... Were you there for the young kid that looks like Neil Patrick Harris with a crazy mustache at Crackers before?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I watched him do a ventriloquist set. It was... He's really fucking good at it.
He kind of looks like a ventriloquist dummy. He does!
Say the fucking word.
Dude does look like a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. He's a ventriloquist.
I'm going to call it a vaginal quist. Vag quist.
He's a hole vag-quist. Filler.
Even though I'm pretty sure
he's filling holes with his hand.
If we're being honest, if we put you up there and you stuck your hand up his ass,
it would make sense.
I mean, it would look like you made a puppet that looks like you, you know?
Dude, and then like continuing getting the smaller version of that kid, which is another comedian I know, who still looks like me.
Oh my god!
And oh my god, that'd be so fucking funny. Dude, we just do it like the Brady Bunch, where it's just like me, my hand on.
We get Joe List, have him put his hand up your ass. It's perfect, man. We're just
the generations of hotness of Joe List. You like that?
Oh my god.
I'm definitely the least good looking out of the group of comedians besides Joe List, because that guy looks like fucking Sid the Sloth. I've seen cum better looking than Joe List.
Yeah.
Well, newborn babies, where they don't even have like a shape to their face, still look better than Joe List.
Why are we throwing shit at Joe List?
He's one of the funniest comedians working, but I just think it's funny to make fun of him. His crowd work stuff I really like.
I can't wait until you meet actual famous comedians and he's going to...
And I'm just going to be like, yes, daddy.
He's going to change his tone immediately. I'm calling it day one. He's going to be like...
I'll suck his dick. I don't care.
He's my new best friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss his ass for 20 minutes.
You realize if by any just stretch of the chance I even meet Brendan Schaub, I would tell him he's funny to his face.
I wouldn't.
You're lying.
I would say he's good on podcasts. I wouldn't like shit on him to his face because that would be mean, you know. But what?
Why went out?
I'm sorry. I'm just tizzying out about this magnet. Continue. I'm sorry. Re. God damn it! That was bad. That was really bad. I'm sorry.
We just lost 10 viewers. We just lost 10 viewers because of that antics. Jesus Christ. Between me stuttering and not being able to pronounce words and you doing shit like that.
It's still bothering the shit out of me. I'm just trying not to look at it. What the fuck happened? What did you do to the ashtray, Dalton? God damn.
I didn't do anything to it.
You liar.
I mean, I fucked it earlier, but whatever.
I just stuck it on my ass. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? Ha ha.
Yeah, dude. What, you don't stick ashtrays up your ass?
No, I do mason jars.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel it. So.
Have you seen the Willy? They're making another Willy Wonka movie where he's getting his slaves. And they got that cute little cum dumpster. What the fuck's his name? Chalamet, Timothy Chalamet, that cute little cum dump. He's gonna be playing Willy Wonka, getting his Oompa Loompas.
Why are we remaking that movie again? No,
this is the first time they're doing it where they're showing where he got the Oompa Loompers. I added a hard ER there. You like that? Oompa Loopers.
I'm just mad they're remaking this movie again. I mean, there's the original with the lazy ass uncle, and then there's another one with the lazy ass uncle. Or is it grandpa? I don't know. Fuck that guy.
It's a grandpa.
Fuck that guy. Put on some pair of boots and get your ass out of bed.
You don't fucking like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, you got some free shit? Let's get out of bed and go, Charlie. Oh, you fucking lazy piece of shit.
I've been stuck in bed for 20 years, but I'm going to get up and dance. Such a lazy ass out, bitch.
Jesus Christ. Grandpa's been getting up for decades.
Your grandpa gets it up every morning when I'm over. Go to work. Hey, penetrators. Are you tired throughout your day? Do you need something to get you through it? Need a little kick in the ass maybe to get you going, get you motivated? We believe we have something here with us today that can help you with that. What is that product, Dalton?
It's called Dubby. D-U-B-B-Y. It's a new energy supplement that just hit the market about 2 years ago.
It's not cocaine?
It's not cocaine, no.
Huh.
No, it's actually way better for you than cocaine.
Wow.
Zero jitters.
Wow, really?
Zero jitters, yeah. Yeah, it's derived from some kind of fruit and coffee or some shit, you know?
Yep.
It's nootropic factors, a patent pending whatever thing, you know?
Patent pending nootropic.
Yep, yep.
Which means it makes your brain work faster.
Yeah, it makes your brain work faster. It's got all that other shit. There's like some, I don't know, Mucinex or some shit in there that's found in other energy drinks that has been linked to diabetes. This one doesn't have anything like that. It's super healthy, super good for you, and super great. And halfway through this ad, I realized I wasn't even looking at the fucking camera. I was doing the look at the computer thing again.
Yep.
But it's fine. Anyways, we've got our new sponsor, Dubby, for you. Check them out. The website is dubby.gg.
We also have a promo code to use at checkout. GBDPod10. It's just GBDPod.
What were the flavors?
They have a wide assortment of flavors. Let me fold up this paper because my old ass can't fucking read in this fucking lighting.
Todd's old. It's fine.
Big energy tears. That is very close to a racism if you say it fast enough. Beachin' peach. See, why wouldn't you just go beachin' peachin'?
We're not criticizing our sponsor.
Push and punch. That one I like. That one sounds
cool.
Push
and punch is cool. That one's good.
And it's delicious.
It is. I tried it yesterday. Amazing stuff. They've got a sample thing. It's the one that's right here.
Screen right.
Right here. It is their sample thing. It is $14.99, I believe. And it's pretty decent. And if you do use the link on goingbackdoor.com or the GBDPod promo code, you will save 10% at their website. So
it's a great product.
Check them out.
We support it. They've rode with us. This is a big surprise, but support the products that support the cast.
They're kind of riding with everybody on YouTube, so
I mean, yeah, but yeah, we're gonna take
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We're gonna take it.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. So let's get back to
The show.
Anyways.
God damn, I love that.
So back to Willy Wonka and the Dildo Factory. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
The Oompa Loompers? You don't want to watch a movie about slavery? With little Timothy Chalamet?
If I wanted to watch a movie about slavery, I would watch Brian's Song, okay?
Who the fuck is Brian's Song?
You haven't seen Brian's Song?
No.
Okay, it's not about slavery. That was the joke. But it's one of those feel-good, like, he's a white guy and his best friend's a black guy from, like, the 60s or 70s.
Oh, so it's one of those where it's like, that's the only way a black actor got a job for a while was the part you played was a white guy was nice to you when he shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Well, it was based off a true story, actually. They were both running backs. I can't remember their names. One of them's first name was Brian. They were running backs for the Bears in, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
And Brian died tragically of
AIDS.
Some kind of
we'll put AIDS on him. He died of AIDS.
It wasn't AIDS.
He totally died of AIDS.
It was before AIDS. He died from sticking a 12-inch dildo up his ass, or his best friend did.
This arena's losing their fucking mind right now.
Great movie, though. You should check it out, Brian's Song. I definitely highly recommend you watch it. Yeah. It will. It's like, this is a shitty comparison. It's like Marley and Me. Did you cry to that movie?
Every fucking time.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I literally, every time I've seen Brian's Song, it makes me cry.
It
makes me cry every time.
Did you cry to Marley and Me?
Guy, both of those movies are so fucking depressingly sad at the end. It's god awful. But they're great movies, you know? Like, don't get me fucking wrong. They're great movies, but they're just so fucking sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still just, like, shook that you just weren't just, like, off rip. Yeah, this guy definitely cried at Marley and Me and definitely was a dick to everyone.
I mean,
else
I
in
knew, but I was
going to
give you the benefit of the doubt. All mask, right, you know?
Fucking bitch.
I mean, I clearly know you well enough to know that you're a crying little sad bitch, but.
I don't know what the fuck
to
do.
Tears
my
up
body,
to.
Body, bro.
To Golden Retrievers.
He wasn't even a Golden Retriever.
He was
a
lab.
Bitch.
He was a lab or a Golden Retriever or a Shih Tzu
don't
or some
you fucking
shit.
Fucking disrespect
you know?
My boy like that.
That again. Motherfucker could be a fucking. Dachshund. I wouldn't
suck
fucking know the difference.
My dick.
I haven't seen that movie since 2010. Okay? It's been well over a decade.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, speaking of things that suck, have you seen the new challenge on TikTok and Instagram that came out Easter weekend?
Nope.
It's called the Bunny and Carrot Challenge.
Okay.
Let's sink in for a minute. Bunny and carrot. I'm going to give you three guesses on what it is. Go.
Is it sexual?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming it involves putting your dick in a rabbit.
No.
Fuck. Fuck.
No.
Shit.
You got two more.
That was the wildest guess I had. Two fuck. More. Is it like a sexual assault thing? Like, okay, thank God.
Maybe, kind
of. Oh, no.
Maybe, kind of.
I don't.
But I wouldn't put it that way.
I
think the carrot's enjoying it.
Okay.
You still got your two guesses. Go ahead, hit me with them.
So
Daddy.
Is it when you use your teeth on a dick and it
you no, look no, like no, a no, rabbit? No. Nothing. Nothing fucked up like that.
Okay. I don't know. I'm out of guesses.
You got one more. Give me one
literally
more.
Just fucking
just
kill
give me,
yourself.
Give
I'm
me
not
a,
doing this.
Give me a wild,
I'm gonna hit
wild
you.
Guess.
I'm going to pinch
just
your nipple.
Just one more funny wild guess.
I'm going to pinch your fucking titty.
God
I already gave
it.
You.
I'm giving you a chance to be funny.
I'm out of it.
Okay.
I tried.
I'm going to show you and not tell you, and then we'll explain this.
Dr. Umar gonna have to forgive me.
You get what it is?
Yeah.
It's literally chicks with bunny ears, deep throat, and carrots.
Lola Rabbit has ruined a whole generation.
I mean, is there anything that, like, you fuckers can't make sexual on a holiday?
Not at all.
About Jesus.
And shout out Dr. Umar Johnson.
God help us. God, when are the aliens coming to take over?
The demons from the ocean.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Somebody call Mulder. I don't want. Fucking damn it. God damn it. I hate this fucking world. It's ridiculous.
The Secret Service released that most of the UFOs are coming at. Not the Secret Service.
But yeah, that's what I've been beating off to lately.
They released that most of the UFOs they have found or, like, lose contact of, they're going into the fucking ocean.
What is going into the ocean?
The UFOs. And then we just lose them. Like, we can't follow them once they go into the water. Like, at all.
Hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Hmm. Well, I don't remember seeing that episode of X-Files, so I have no idea.
I that's hate you what, so goddamn much.
That's where my
it's not even
is.
Like an X-Files thing. This is like real life. It's happening. I want you to make that exact noise as I'm railing you from behind.
Can you not do that with the microphone ever fucking again? You son of a bitch.
That was a good act out though, right?
Oh my god.
That was a good act out. Come on.
It was solid. It was solid.
I hope it's horrendous for you later.
Oh, it's going to be. I'm not going to edit it. It's going to be fine. I'm going to do what I usually do.
Just fucking don't cut anything and just send it out.
Full send. Full send, yeah. Baby boy. Full send. If you want something cut out, you're going to have to tell me beforehand. Because if you don't tell me, I'm not cutting it. Unless we do some horrific shit, it ain't getting cut.
Yeah.
So if you ever see a hard cut in these videos, it's because we did some fuck shit.
There was definitely a racism.
Yeah.
Or personal information.
Todd said
released.
Some fucked up things about the Jews. You know, something like along those lines.
When did I do that?
Every other episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every other episode.
Speaking of which,
Todd drops a hard K, and I have to cut it.
Organically, on the way home from the comedy club with my girlfriend,
You hit a Jewish man.
No, I knew it.
I knew it.
It's even funnier than that. It's even fucking funnier than that. Hold up. So I'm just, like, talking about, like, comedians I really like with my girl, you know, like the normal fucking fanboy dumb shit that I do because I just fantasize about it every day. And yeah, and then she's like, it seems like a lot of comedians are Jewish. I just fucking lost it. All right, you don't get it either, you fucking retard. That's fine.
There are a lot
Jewish people started stand-up comedy. What the fuck? All right, I hate you so goddamn much. It's a good joke if you can.
You know, Kyrie is the Kanye of basketball. We all know this. And you are the Kanye and Kyrie of this podcast.
Because I know a historical fact.
We've learned to accept this. All right. I know you're making up shit. We all know where comedy came from. It started with black people in the 50s, and then white people took it over and made it better. You know? I'm kidding.
Obviously. Are we doing rock music now? We switched to blues?
Yeah, I got those facts confused. I'm sorry. And they didn't make it better. They made it slightly better than like the
80s. Will you just stop fucking patting me like I'm a baby? I didn't even say anything racist,
I was waiting for you to just get uncomfortable and be like, will you fucking stop?
Just fucking altar boying the fuck out of me over here. God damn. Get the fucking step off. Hit you with a karate chop, motherfucker.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, shit. Yeah. Big news.
You might be getting to see a big old storm behind me.
This might be the last episode of Going Back to Our Podcast, because I might die on the way home. Because if there's a tornado, I'm still going. I don't fucking give a shit.
Yeah, Dalton has a weird thing.
I don't give a toot.
He can't sleep in other places that's not his bed. So that's just like...
I literally can't. I've done it in the last, like... I don't know. It's probably been a good, like, 4 or 5 years since I've...
I'll pass out on the floor.
Went and, like, stayed somewhere. I think I stayed at my aunt. Last time I stayed at a place, it was my Aunt Jill's.
So and, still a family member's
house. Yeah, it was a family member's. I can't even sleep at my grandma's house, dude.
That's like, weird as fuck.
I have to sleep in my bed.
I will sleep on the floor.
And part of it, I think, is my dogs. Like, I have to, like, know they're safe because they're like my kids, you know?
You got to be suffocated in your twin-size mattress with two dogs.
I love saying that, too, because that pisses every parent off ever.
Yeah, they're like my kids.
Yeah, because then they're like, it's not the fucking same. It's fucking same. Suck it up. Suck my dick.
Sorry, mine just doesn't piss me off as much.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah, my kids are more well-behaved. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think it's been 4 or 5 years. No, wait. There was one time. I think I slept like 2 hours one time. My ex-girlfriend's house. Yeah.
Nice.
It was different.
Max got a new chest piece. That thing is sick.
Yeah.
That thing is fucking sick.
Quick story time. I literally laid in the bed. Like, she's asleep. And I'm laying there on my phone playing solitaire.
Yeah, and you just feel like an absolute fucking psychopath for no reason just because you can't sleep.
I'm like,
God damn, dude. Max is looking big.
But that was also when I worked third shift, so, like, I couldn't sleep at all. Right now, I could probably, I don't know.
I've been so fucked up all week. I have not slept well at all.
Really? You know what really would help your sleep? You should get some gummies.
Edibles don't work on me, dude.
Hit them the edibles?
No, they don't work on me. Like, literally, they don't do anything for me. I have eaten a gram of wax in a cupcake, and it didn't do a fucking thing.
We got a tough guy over. I forgot.
It's not even like a tough
guy. I forgot you're a former drug addict. My bad.
It's not even a fucking tough guy thing. Your tolerance.
Well, oh, you also smoke every day, don't you? Or
I mean, yeah, often. But that, it's a different tolerance. That's not how that works. It's my metabolism. That's okay. The issue.
Okay, I see.
Bitch. God. You're just trying to fucking big dog me over here, you fucking cunt. Why are you big dogging right now, buddy?
Because I am the big dog.
You're the big gay of the... What is up with your fucking retired fucking bowling shirt?
Can we...
This is the guy who runs a bowling shop but doesn't bowl anymore.
That is my second nickname, by the way. Big Dog, 2 G's, a W. That's my second name. I've got King Smoosh and Big Dog.
Arnold Allen just kicked my boy directly in the cock.
That's my two nicknames, and you can refer to me as such.
Right in his ginormous dick. Max Holloway just got kicked in his stupid fat cock. Wow. Poor guy.
I feel bad. I feel like you need a nickname.
No. No, it's better if you just have like a whole list of titles and it's just my name. I think that's fucking funny.
I'm going to come up with at least one for you.
No, no, no. You give me nothing. Because that's... Because like... It's like a play on the whole like... I'm the one on stage, but you're the one that's the star of this.
But, like, real-ass podcast, right?
Lewis has I don't give a fuck about real-ass podcast. This is like, going back door, faggot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just thinking, like... Fuck. Like, Lewis has the list of fucking nicknames, right? All that shit.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake, point guard of podcasting, all this different stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Zach Amico has one nickname, international superstar Zach Amico, right? So I'm thinking... Come up with something for you.
No, I don't need... No, it's...
I'm thinking potential lesbian. Todd Elliott.
Biggest clit on a lesbian goes to Todd Elliott.
Biggest clit, Todd Elliott.
But no, I think it would be really fucking
King
funny.
King clit, Todd Elliott.
And it's just like... the intro eventually evolves into like pictures of me like on stage like making people laugh and stuff. And it's just nothing. And, like, it doesn't say anything. But then it goes to, like, a fucking montage of you just having all your different nicknames pop up on the screen and you just, like, doing different podcast stuff. I think that would be so fucking funny. Like, just plugging in a box. The King of Pussy Crushing. The fucking Clit Commander. The Comanche Cum Dumper.
That's your new nickname. The
Comanche Cum Dumper.
I can't even.
The Munchin' Pump. Munchin' Pump should be a nickname for everybody. Munchin' Pump.
Munchin' Pump, Todd Elliott. It doesn't rhyme.
Todd Munchin' Pump Elliott.
It's got a rhyme here. Elliott. What rhymes with Elliott?
Faggot's pretty close. I love how, like, no matter how many times I tell people how to spell my fucking last name, it's never spelled right, and it's, like, the easiest name. They only put one T or one L in it every fucking time.
Yeah.
Whether it's crackers or, like, any paperwork ever.
Yeah, crackers are really bad at fucking up names.
Yeah, especially when you come over with a name like Umtumbate.
Yeah, they really fucked that one up.
And they're just like, what is your name? Umtumbate. No, we want you to be Toby now.
You're Bill.
Your name is Bill.
Say Bill, bitch.
Bill.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Science rules, but it's just a guy whipping the shit out of a poor fella just for saying his name. Okay, we might.
We went somewhere.
That was not good.
We went to a dark place fast.
Speaking of a dark place,
Africa. So the NBA playoffs have begun. Bulls are already fucking out.
Oh, fucking course they are. They knocked off Toronto. How's the Warriors game going, Mikey?
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. That's great.
And they got the ball.
Sweet.
Sacramento Sweet. Might win against the Warriors. Let's go.
Did the Lakers get knocked out yet? That's all I really give a shit about.
Yeah, Lakers play tomorrow.
God, I hope they lose.
C's got an easy win. Did the...
Brooklyn got beat by 20 because they sucked dick.
Brooklyn got stumped out of them. Yeah, but they got a win. What did you guys get?
Hey, you know what? Play in, play off. We did something.
Play in or play off?
I would much have rather had that than play in. I'd rather get jacked off.
No, you're going to jack me off because the Nets got farther than the Bulls.
All right, that's enough from the peanut gallery.
I love how, like, have you watched the podcast ever, Michael? You're a piece of shit.
You suck. You really you're do such suck. A piece you of shit. You know what? You know what? You know how you were like, we made you a member of this podcast?
What?
Revoked. Revoked for not watching.
You're fired.
Thank you.
Mike, you're fired.
Okay, that was pretty good. I'm going to turn it on over here because it makes a weird sound. There you go.
Mike, you're fired.
Okay, that was actually really good.
Wow. Yeah, I can do a Vince McMahon pretty easy. It's from years of trolling.
Why does he look more and more wild every time I fucking see this crazy old bitch?
I don't know what I guess with the $9.3 billion he got for WWE, I think he might be buying Russia. At least that's what it looks like with the mustache. So. I don't know what's going on there.
He really does look like Stalin.
I mean,
like, legitimately, he looks like fucking Stalin.
He books like Stalin, too. He books like Stalin, too, bro. It's crazy. It's wild. I don't like Gunther because he's German. Maybe we should say he's from Russia. Can we say he's from Russia?
He doesn't
no
like
Vince. We can't do that.
He doesn't.
He's
like
not Russian, J's, but I want him to be Russian.
He doesn't like J's or G's. Japanese, Jews, Germans, and God damn it, there's another G word. Gays. Fuck. That would have been a good joke if I rolled it all together. Oh, fuck me.
Write it down. Retry it next week. Nobody will watch this shit, so it's fine.
That was such a good premise too.
It was a good premise.
Just the JJGG.
See the autistic shit. We fall into this so easily.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
really do. We yeah. really fall into this.
See, it was a good
limp
fucking
dick
joke.
Trap. Limp dick trap.
Riders on the storm.
Todd is bleeding like a bitch.
What?
Isn't that part of it?
I don't actually.
I haven't heard that song in a while.
I don't even remember Riders what movie.
The storm. His name is born.
What movie is that in?
Heaven on above. Riders on the storm.
All right, you're channeling real smush energy right now.
Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I think I'm just gonna start doing this from now on. Just holding on to the mic stand with the mic.
Fucking up the audio? Yeah.
Is it?
It is. It's definitely fucking up the audio.
No, you can barely. Oh fuck.
You can barely. Ah fuck. Is
hey
right.
Donna. Hi little kitty.
Oh shit. How long have we been at this?
37 minutes. You still 37 got
37 minutes. Holy shit! It feels like it's been forever. I don't know. Well,
that's what she says.
I think it's because we did ad shit at the beginning of this, before this.
And then we also dicked around with the fucking echo mic for like 35 minutes.
Yeah, we really did.
Tossing it back
we
and
really
forth.
We really did fuck around with that.
Doing 80s wrestling promotions.
Let me tell you something, brother. Oh, let me tell you something, brother.
Hulkamania right is coming wild, brother.
Oh, you know what, brother? I'm like, just acting like fucking morons for 45 fucking minutes.
We did figure out how to toss the microphone pretty effectively.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get a little spin on it. A little spin on it, you know?
Yeah, like when you were jerking off your uncle. Fucking. I'm sorry, I'm so funny. You just can't even process it. You dumb bitch. Is your uncle a heroin addict?
No.
Okay. My uncle. That was me? Alright.
My uncle is a heroin addict. I have a cousin, though.
God damn.
Yeah. So currently Todd's watching UFC.
Yeah, I am.
Is that that's
Max Holloway and Max Arnold Allen.
Holloway. All right. Sacramento won this
just in
game.
Breaking news.
Cool.
The Kings beat the fucking Warriors. Fuck you, Steph Curry. Fuck you, Klay Thompson. Where's your four rings at now, bitch?
Man, they're watching this 3 days later, so they're like, oh, yeah, no shit.
And now they're up two games. Just fucking.
they've already been eliminated.
Oh, that would be really funny.
Like, you guys are in for a surprise in the future. Yeah. What else happened this week? I feel like there was something else. Let's see
here. Fucking Aaron in the group chat immediately.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say?
Let's fucking go, Kings.
Wild shit.
Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, you know what? We thought, fuck you. And fuck your money. Give us your fucking money for
God
a fucking t-shirt and a hat.
Restart. Fucking phone. Oh, all right, try again.
Okay. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, we had a meeting, and we thought, you know what? Fuck you having your money. Give us your money for a t-shirt and a hat. Go visit our store. You can get to it from our website, dumbass, goingbackdoor.com. Dummy. And there's a little tab that says GBD Shop. Go check it out. We got a wide selection of hats, t-shirts. We even got a book bag, a hoodie. Get whatever you want. Get your girl something. Embarrass
her. Get a Going Back Door dildo.
Get a look-alike MAGA hat and confuse black people you see in public until they read it and they're like, oh no, you're just gay.
Get a hat that looks suspiciously like we're trying to rip off band logos, you know?
Yeah.
Get a hat that looks like it might be an early 2000s, like one of those shitty bands you get at Warped Tour hats.
Our logo literally looks like a Trapped cover band.
Everything about this is disgusting and hateful. It's fine, but whatever. Yeah, so go check it out.
And give us your fucking money.
Yeah, go to goingbackdoor.com/GBD shop. No promo, fuck you. Back to the show.
Penetrators.
I'm going to figure out Todd's social number, social security number. It's right here.
Oh,
Todd's social security number right here on the podcast for you, folks.
You walked right into that and I said,
I'll be putting screenshots of his credit cards right here and here.
Oh, fuck.
So, that information's right there. Go ahead and do with that as you will.
God damn, that was funny. So, it looks like you might actually have to edit some stuff.
I'm not going to edit that out. It's fine. Fuck it.
I mean, we should probably take
nobody's
your mom's name out.
Nobody's watching it.
I'm sorry. I think of the absolute
worst. Speaking
of that,
there's past episodes that I look back on, and I'm like, if certain people go back and listen to this...
Oh, we're fucked.
...episode...
We're fucked.
We're not fucked, like, as far as, like, getting canceled is what I'm worried about, as much as, like, it backfiring on me in my personal life.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even a few moments of those.
I'm not even talking about work. I'm talking about personal relationships.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I know a couple of times when personal relationships have been strained due to this podcast. We get together and we talk for about an hour a week. It used to be multiple hours a week, but
like
eventually we're going to be fucking up.
Was it current relationships or was it past relationships that was fucking up?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's cool. You know,
now it's cool. Now it doesn't really matter, but...
I don't even want to say the episode it was that I fucked up on. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
You know the exact
episode. I know the exact episode you were talking about. Yes, sir. I'm not going to say it either, but...
about my situation?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
I know for a fact the one that fucked up your situation.
The
yes, sir.
The real penetrators know what I'm talking about. The real penetrators know what I'm talking
your
about.
Your uncle knows what we're talking about.
We're... You know, at some point, I do want to get to where we're monetizing and we have like a subscription thing, maybe like a Patreon. That's what we're going to call those people, the people that sign up for the Patreon.
The penetrators?
The real penetrators.
The Patreon penetrators?
The real penetrators.
The Patreon penetrators, though?
The real Patreon penetrators.
Ooh. The real PPs out here.
Mike, you can be head of the penetrators.
You're the head PP.
You're the head PP. I know you always wanted that.
He was falling asleep over there.
Hey, if you can come up with a third one, we'll call you Triple P.
Henry Cejudo's got Triple C. You want Triple P? Just president of the like Patreon triple, penetrators.
I was thinking like Triple H, you know? You could be Triple P.
You could do a bunch of steroids. I don't care.
Yeah, do some steroids, Mike.
Yeah.
We're all on the shit. It's fine. This is a steroid positive podcast.
If you can't tell from our stunning physiques, we are.
I mean, look
riddled.
Look at this arm. Look at this arm. Look at this white, pasty ass.
Bro, we're not allowed to have guns on YouTube. Stop.
Bleep that.
Just fucking blur it. I'm too swole out here.
Ooh, actually, it looks pretty popping on the camera. Look at that bicep. Look at that bicep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, brother.
Your fucking sunglasses tan line looks so wild on camera.
Oh yeah, brother. Oh yeah.
You're like the reverse.
Oh yeah, brother.
You're the reverse Batman for Mexicans. I'm the landscaper you deserve, not the landscaper you need.
Hey, I can vacuum. I can mow circles. I fucked that up.
You still did it in a more racist way, which wasn't even funny.
Just gonna look off into the space.
Why, you say Mexicans are housekeepers, bro? What the fuck is that, bro?
I'm gonna shoot with a blind pianist for a minute and just stare off into space.
All right. Cool. Currently in the third round, Holloway is pressuring the fuck out of Arnold Allen. Arnold Allen's nose is jammed up, brother.
What is my life?
Your life is gay.
Your life's gay.
Not even, bro.
Look at that shirt you're wearing. What is that?
It's literally my girlfriend's hoodie. It says Love and Order.
Love and Order.
Because if they put Law and Order on a shirt, they would have got sued.
So, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you gonna order from our sponsors?
I was thinking about it. They have a couple waifu cups.
I'm thinking about getting the starter pack thing, honestly.
Yeah, I do want to try it kind of shit, before, you know, I pull the trigger on the $40 fucking tub.
And $14 is not bad at all.
No, not at like, all.
Or well, $15, I guess. It's $14.99. But
especially you get what, like two doses and the little shaker bottle.
It's the punch one and the fucking berry, I think.
Yeah, we totally tried those.
Or no,
they were great.
It's the peach. It's the peach. Yeah,
we totally tried it.
Yeah, we recorded the ad after we purchased. Stuff,
they're amazing.
So.
Yeah, this is.
Ignore the fact that we're wearing the same thing and the setup's the same, but like, yeah, it's totally different.
We're just dirty totally whites, different. And it's been in the same spot the whole time. We don't wash our legs.
Yeah, I haven't bathed in months, so.
A bar of soap has never touched anything below my belt line because I'm not gay. Dirty whites. Did you like that?
There's some really mean shit that I had that I wanted to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Is it about me?
No, it's not about you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll write it down.
It's okay. He can't deliver it. It's fine.
I'll write it down.
You got your little joke book?
All right. I'll type it out right here. It's... I think we knew. it's pretty bad. It's not very nice.
Oh my fucking! Is it a? Oh! I think I know where you're going, but where the fuck did that even come from?
Well, you said you don't bathe from the waist below.
thought you were going to say something mean about Cody.
You know, that's even better. That's why Cody's breath smells like disgusting dicks.
Exactly. You mean like, oh, that's why my dad's breath smells so bad recently.
Hey. Why are you taking shots at my family?
I'm taking a lot of back shots at your dad.
I'm going to have to double down.
I'm double dicking your dad tomorrow.
I set you up for that one.
I really fucking did. Set my ass directly above your dad's mouth and let him lick me out. Oh my god. Say something else, bitch.
I'm afraid to.
Your dad's never afraid to get my dick in his ass?
He's too quick. The kid's too quick, man. I'll tell you what.
I'm never quick when I'm fucking your goddamn dad's asshole.
I'm quick every time I'm fucking your mom's asshole.
Oh, yeah, because you're gay. You don't actually like to have sex with women, you faggot.
We don't.
Oh.
We don't.
Whereas I take my time fucking your dad. Well, it's a four-course meal of fornication.
Are you done?
I'm never done fucking your dad.
Okay, I think we're done with this bit.
So, gun to your head, would you suck your dad's dick or would you die?
I would rather die than do that. That's a little too much.
So, Mike, same question. Would you suck a stranger's dick?
Well, you gotta think, for Mike, and don't get mad at this, it's a little different because his dad's black, so, you know, and by that, I mean it's just like...
Oh, my God. Oh... Who's that Pokemon? Okay. I'm sorry, buddy. God damn it. I saw a perfect segue and I took it. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Alrighty. Well.
I'm always segueing into Dalton's dad's ass. You can't stop me. I will never be sated.
Hold up. Harder, Daddy. Alright.
We're about an hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
You got 15 minutes of me just making fucking your dad jokes.
You know, it was a good 5 minutes, yeah. Yeah, it was a good 5-10 minutes of you making your little shit jokes about my dad.
There's a lot of shit involved, you know what I'm saying?
God damn it. Alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another shit show episode of Going Backdoor Podcast.
Indeed, does.
I appreciate you tuning in. Unlike Todd, don't comment, don't like, don't subscribe to any of his shit. But like and subscribe for us. Hit the little notification majigger thing, you know, below,
brother.
And,
Bruh.
Fuck yourself later.
Oh, I thought you were just not going to let me do plugs. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and plug. Okay. Well, we're not done. Never mind. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Stick around. Come back. All right. Go ahead. What do you have to plug?
Well,
get up there.
God damn it. Follow me on Instagram at fucktoddgbd.
You don't have to do that. Don't do that. Leave that alone.
But no, I won't. God damn it. All right. It would be a funny bit if we just cut it in the middle of me trying to
I can cut it post-edit.
Well, now it's lost its luster. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Come to Crackers on the 27th. We're going to have another fun, pretty good show. 8 o'clock. Come to Crackers. Come watch some stand-up comedy. Spend some money, you fucking bitch. Show your girl you're not just a stingy asshole just staying around the house all day.
Like me.
You fucking bitch. You could meet me in person and tell me I'm a fucking gay retard if you want. I don't care.
I do it every day.
That could be fun. I got Twitter I've been using. Actually been using it, kind of. Fuck Lit. Todd GBD on that.
Lit.
Other than that, suck my fucking dick. You penetrating bitches.
Real D Todd. GBD. All my shit. Don't really have anything else going on.
I love the fucking the great fucking outro you did a little bit ago, and then I derailed the fuck out of it by just pausing.
You really did. You really did.
And now you're flustered and angry at me. It's fine.
I am a little fucking mad. It's fine. It's fine. We're gonna have a post podcast meeting of me cunt punching you in the mouth, but it's fine. Don't ask me what it. It's fine. You know what? We love you. Fuck off. Bye.
See you later, chomos.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.